studs. Studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr., and look who's here, man.
Timmy
Brian
Conway, man.
David Whitman, man.
Look at you, man.
All right, congratulations, everybody.
I said it, man.
You get both of us tonight. Big fire over there in Park LaBrae. Did you see that thing?
You know what? By the time I rolled around to the station, there was the fire had been taken care of.
Yes, the L.A. City Fire Department rolled in there and put it out in about an hour and a half or so.
Yeah, they moved pretty quickly.
Yes, but it was an older building. You know, the first thing I thought of when I heard Park LaBrae was on fire, I'm like, oh, geez, I hope it's not Shotgun Tom Kelly's place.
Right, because where will he go after his show? And he's got those big... He bought those big, new, large, high-def screens.
Yes. Have no sorrow.
Shotgun will be back tomorrow.
Shotgun's apartment will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, about to believe it, baby.
Shotgun Tom Kelly's over on K-R. And a very interesting dude. All right, I have in front of me a top 20 list.
Oh, is this like David Letterman's top 10? We're doing 20?
Nah, this is more facts and less jokes.
I prefer that.
Okay. All right, here it is. The top 20 things. 1,000 men were surveyed who have been married 10 plus years.
Okay.
And the top 20 things are right here under my nose.
Mm-hmm.
The top 20 things that make women happy.
So they ask guys who have been married for 20 years or more, what are the top 10 things?
Top 20.
Top 20 things that make your wife happy.
Yes. Yes.
And they had to have been married for 20 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years, okay.
10 plus years.
Yep, all right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, sorry. No, sorry.
Okay. And I won't tell you what magazine did this because then somebody will look it up on the internet and nail it. And that wouldn't be fair.
No, then they'll win all the prizes.
Yeah. So we have a prize for somebody who gets the number one answer correct. And you're going to get, look at this, man. A copy of a book, Why We Want to Be Rich, with Robert T. Kiyosaki.
Are you serious?
Yes. And Donald Trump.
Look at that, man.
Look at that, man.
I said it.
WhyWeWantToBeRich.com is the website. So go out there and be rich, everybody. Go out there and get some richness going.
Now, can I take a crack at this list? I have not seen this list. It's on the other side of the studio. Only you have seen the list.
Right.
Can I take a crack at what might be on the list?
Sure. But first, here are the phone numbers if you'd like to participate. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Brian Whitman, you get first shot.
I think any guy who's been married at least 10 years.
10 plus years. 10 plus years.
Right. So if he's been married at least 10 years... One thing he knows that makes his wife happy is shopping.
Ooh.
That's got to be on the list.
You'd be surprised. It comes in at number 16. I thought that would be higher on the list.
Okay, but it is on the list.
It is on the list. Okay. Congratulations. Brian Whitman nailed the very first one. Coming in at number 16 is shopping. Now, I thought for shopping would be number one, number two, or number three.
Yeah, I thought it'd be top five at least.
Because they enjoy that.
Yeah, oh, God.
They like looking at the products and then purchasing the products.
I think women actually...
Putting them in the car, bringing them home, unpacking them, putting them away.
I think women actually get like a buzz, like an adrenaline rush, like a high if you look at their eyes closely when they're in the mall shopping. I think they get like a buzz, like a dude gets off a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there is a certain level of stimulation that comes with shopping for women that guys don't get.
Totally agree.
Yeah, guys just do not understand the whole process behind shopping.
I have another guess, which might fall under shopping.
Uh-oh. Well, don't get too many here, dude. We only have 20. What is it?
Shoes?
It falls under shopping.
Okay.
Yeah. Shopping, shoes, purse, all that.
All that crap is under one category. All right,
but it comes at number 16. That's why I think it's so odd.
Yeah, it's so weird. I thought it would be much higher on the list.
Yes. All right. Bill in Westchester is first up. Bill, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Pretty good, guys.
All right. Top 20 things that make women happy. Guys were surveyed who have been married 10 plus years. Take a shot.
Miserable guys. No, just kidding.
All right.
Money.
Money comes in at number six.
Damn.
So congratulations, you got in the top 10, but not good enough for the book.
Yeah, the guy shouldn't be upset. I mean, he did well. Number 6 out of 20 is pretty good.
And I thought money would be higher up there. I'm sure on guys' list, it's probably higher up there.
Yeah.
Than some of these other ones here. But
I'm going to hold my guesses back.
All right. Boring. Bruce in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
My guess is men who clean up after themselves.
Not there. Sorry, man. Yeah, it is not there. Wally in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I bought the tampons.
Oh, when the dude buys her feminine hygiene products?
Yes.
I see.
Or did you think you were calling home?
No.
Did you misdial?
Were you passing a message along, or were you playing
a
game?
No. That's the answer, man.
Okay. Because 520-9710 is not close to your home phone number, right?
No.
All right.
But it's on the speed dial.
It is not in the top 20, my friend.
But
thank you for calling, man. I like that name, Wally. I got an Uncle Wally.
See, I always thought that chicks, like, especially when they weren't feeling well, like if you went to the store for them and picked up, like, a prescription, and she said, oh, honey, could you get me a box of tampons? And you said okay, and you came home with tampons. Like, she loved you. She was so happy that you shed your masculinity for a moment and actually bought those feminine hygiene products. I thought chicks were really, really got into them.
You know, there's a lot of danger in doing that because you got to get the right size.
If you
go too big, she's going to be real pissed.
What I used to do back in the day when I would have to do this is I would take the box.
Really?
Yeah, I would, like, empty out the box if she had two left or whatever in her box or one left in the box.
So you're the guy walking into a Long's drugstore with an empty box of tampons.
I put it's in New York. It was cold. I put it in my coat pocket or something.
Oh, bubbo.
People wouldn't see it until I whipped it out.
What happened to you? Christina in La Puente, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I say it's fidelity.
It is not there. Well, wait a minute.
A faithful man.
Loyalty.
Let's see here. Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you that one. It's a good husband.
Okay, I think that's good.
All right, I'm gonna give you that one. A good husband, and that falls in at number 3. Look at that.
Ooh, that's a high one. That's a very good guess.
Yeah, good husband is number 3. So that I think that falls under the same category.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Bill in Playa del Rey. The top 20 things that make women happy, what are they?
Hey, guys, kids or having a family.
Number 2.
Oh, man.
Number 2, dude.
Come on, I get something, you guys.
You get nothing. Came in 2nd. Nothing. Let's talk to Elsa in Los Angeles. The top 20 things that make women happy, what are they?
Foreplay.
Foreplay, not there. Sorry.
Now, can I ask a question? Does that include sex?
I guess we could give her that. All right. It's number 8. Okay? I guess we can give her that.
Can we?
Foreplay, sex, yeah, number 8.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the same thing.
Right. Okay.
Because I think chicks are actually into foreplay more than they're into the actual sex. I think the sex is really for guys, I think. The foreplay is really for the chicks, I think.
Well, I also think that, you know, this survey, you've got to keep in mind that these people have been married for 10 years.
Right, or more.
Yeah. So there may not be the spark in the relationship that exists in a marriage that is, you know, fresh and brand new.
Got it.
Keep it in mind, gang. All right, let's talk to Michael in Glendale. You're on 97.1 Free FM, the top 20 things that make women happy. You got one?
Hey, guys. How about a good listener who does not judge?
No, it's too vague, dude.
That guy's straight out of therapy. Wow.
Wendy and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. I think it's affection.
It's not there either. You know? I think these are, you know, you got to keep in mind that guys were surveyed. So guys look at it and say, you know, car, boat, you know, shoes, shopping. Because guys don't really know.
Right.
So that's what's basically on this list. There's a lot of material things on this list.
I might have one.
Oh, yeah? You got one? What do you got?
I mean, I don't want, you know, I like to choose my spot sparingly.
What do you got?
The ability to stay home.
Not there.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, dude. All right, let's talk to Eric and Fontana, the top 20 things that make women happy. You got one?
I'm going to say security, a secure man.
That's under husband. Secure. That's under number three, and we thank you for calling. All right, Tracy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hi, it's JC, actually.
JC, sorry, baby.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you say that there were material things on that?
Mostly.
I would say flowers.
Flowers, number 14.
Very good.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, look at you, baby.
Do I get a book?
You get nothing.
No.
Yeah, no, that's totally true.
Sorry, sweetie. Well,
thank you for calling. All right. See you, JC.
I think I know if flowers is there, I think I know two other things that are there.
Oh, look at you.
Just giving a hint to the audience.
All right. Let's talk to a Richard in Irvine. The number one thing that makes women happy. What do you think it is?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Richard. I can't do it tonight, guys. Sorry. The voice is shot. Right. It's from not getting the flu shot, like Tim tells me.
Thank you.
My guess is not spending more than $40 on a date with her.
Okay. Not there, but it's a good rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan on the 405, you're on 97.1.
All right, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
My guess is, well, if it's material, it's got to either be access to a credit card or money.
Oh, all right. Money we've already gone through is number six, and that's on the list. So congratulations.
Access to a credit card, her own credit card, not on the list?
Credit card's not on the list.
Okay.
Money's on the list, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure credit cards make them happy. I don't know. My experience is they are happy with them, though.
I think they get happy if you lay a credit card on them.
Yeah, especially if it got their own name on it.
Then. Yeah, I think that gets them all lit up and they hit them all.
Ali in the City of Industry, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Ali.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I think attention, because the attention whore.
Yeah, no, it's not on there, dude.
Attention whore.
Mostly material things are on the list, because remember, guys were asked. And guys, you know, would never say that the thing that makes their wife happy is attention or, you know, love or
right.
You know, affection, because they don't understand that.
They're attention whores.
All right. Otis on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, let's go with chocolates, Doug.
Yeah, I think that's got to be there.
It is not there.
Really?
Wow. It's not on the list, dude.
Even with Valentine's Day and all the anniversaries supposed to bring chocolates. And
not there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mother's Day and all of that.
Bill and Fontana, you're on 97.1 Free FM. The top thing that makes women happy. What is it?
I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, and I'm going to say a big penis.
Ah.
I think that's a fair guess. Is it on the list?
No, sir. Oh, man. If that were true, man, Jerry would have, like, tons of chicks.
By the way, I think that is true. I think the guys who were surveyed just didn't get it.
Yeah, they don't want to brag. I mean, if a young lady asks you at Third Street Promenade, have you been married 10 years? And you say, yeah, we say he would do a survey. What is the top thing that makes women happy? Wouldn't go, this thing, baby.
Right.
You know, you just wouldn't do that.
Right. You'd hold off on that.
Yeah. Maybe if it was over the phone or something, you'd say, my big slow.
Right.
Yeah.
Or late at night, you've had a few drinks and she rolls in with the clipboard to do the survey. Then she might get some different responses.
Yeah. Or you show her. What makes her happy? And you point to your lap.
There you go.
All right. Let's talk to Angela. What makes women happy?
Attention, like spending all your time
all right,
with...
baby. I'm going to have to say this one more time. Attention is not on the list.
You attention whores.
It's not on the list, all right? It's never going to be on the list. It's not on the list. It's not close to being on the list.
Right.
It just simply isn't there, all right? There's mostly dumb guys like myself who are asked this question, and it's a lot of material stuff.
Right, so when calling 520-9710 or 888-520-9710, think to yourself, how would a guy answer this question? Because the question is asked of men married 10 or more years. What makes women happy? That is the question.
1,000 men were surveyed.
1,000 men were asked that question.
And the survey says? John and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm going to say a baby.
Ah, children, number two. You are very good, but we've already gone through them. Let's talk to Mike in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1.
I would say diamonds.
Yep. Jewelry's on there, buddy.
Yep, got to be on there.
Yes, number 12. Congratulations, man. You nailed another one. So far, we have children at number two, husband number three, money at six, sex at eight, Jewelry, 12. Hmm. Flowers, 14. And I can't even read that one. Shopping.
I think I have
at
one.
At number 16.
Can I try?
Yes.
A nice car.
A nice car. Congratulations, Brian Whitman. Number 7.
See that?
Number 7.
I know these chicks, Tim.
A nice car is number 7. Take a hint from Brian Whitman. It's a lot of material crap on here. Peter and Northridge are on 97.1.
Yeah, I was going to say the engagement ring, but how about a big effing house?
Number 5. All right. Congratulations, dude. Number 5, a nice home. Well, that's like a big house, a nice home.
Or it could be nice and a quaint, a small, quaint home, but a cozy home, just a nice home. Women love to make homes. They love to be homemakers.
Exactly. Tom on the 101 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, that guy just took my answer to the house, but I got another one.
All right.
It's what every skank is always looking for, a girl's night out so she can go out and try to find another sucker to get her a bigger house.
Wow. All right, dude. Well, not on there.
You think by chance that caller has a history, Tim, that if we spend a little time chatting with him, we'd uncover?
Probably. There's probably some, it sounds like mild alcohol abuse. Yeah. Probably.
And you pepper spray in, or you rather you drop in.
Sounds like there might have been a dental issue.
Uh-huh. Yes, I was going to say perhaps a... Perhaps a glue issue.
Yeah, maybe a little unkept.
Mm-hmm.
Probably rolling around Southern California with a couple of dents or maybe a busted window in his car.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some tape.
Car smells like his favorite dog. I think you could probably go out and nail that dude.
Right, but if you...
But you know what? I'll give this guy, whoever the last caller was, whatever his name was, sound like a happy guy.
Yeah, he sounded like he was doing all right.
Take a key out of, take a lesson from that dude.
But apparently he had, I think, some problems with women there because you heard the way he responded, that she's out there, looking for the next sucker. I think that clearly there was probably, I think he'd been betrayed once or twice, don't you think?
It sounds like it's a lifelong series of betrayal.
I hope not, but.
It's like one unimaginable heartbreak after another.
Sure sounded that way.
All right, let's talk to Christy in Manhattan Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
How about taking on a vacation?
Ooh, I know that's on here. I just can't find it.
Got to be on there.
Yeah, vacation.
Where the hell is it? I saw it. Oh, it's at number 20, vacation. All right, congratulations. Yeah.
Well, you made the list. I mean, don't be upset.
Okay. Vacation. That's why I couldn't see it. It was at the bottom of the list. All right, congratulations, Christy. Number 20. Look at that, man.
So how many answers remain, Tim, that we haven't?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're halfway home.
We only guessed half of them?
Yeah. All right, the top 20 things that make women happy. 1,000 men were surveyed. They were all married 10-plus years. All of them.
Mm.
And they came up with this list, and it's muy interesante, if you understand Spanish. All right, let's talk to Joe in Yucaipa. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Communicate.
Good communicator is not there, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
How about Salias in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
I think it's a nice big wedding.
Like if you take your wife to somebody else's wedding?
No, to have a big wedding.
Oh, her wedding. Make it expensive and lavish and all of that?
Exactly.
All right. Let me just roll something by you. The survey was guys who are married 10-plus years.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
You with me so far?
I'm with you.
How would they then set up a wedding with their wife?
Right. It's been a long time. Right. Right. Gotcha.
Can you put that together for me?
I just think that's something women like. Big weddings.
All right. Thanks, Brian. You guys are never going to get it. James in Fontana, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I'm guessing a nice house.
Number 5. We've gone through that, but number 5. Look at that. Sylvia in West Covina, what makes women happy?
Hi, an endless supply of shoes.
Shoes is under shopping.
Yeah.
Number 16.
Oh.
All right, look at that.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, you want another one?
Yeah. a good school for their kids.
Not there.
Really?
It does not make that. That does not make them happy, evidently. I think it makes them content, but I don't think they're out of their mind thrilled.
Okay. All right.
Because, see, the problem with a good school is if you take them to a really good school,
yeah,
it's really expensive. And so they sort of are not thrilled with spending $28,000 a year on a kid's education, and the kid is always in trouble or he's an a-hole.
Right, and that's money they could otherwise take to the mall.
Right. You know what I found out? I discovered a friend of mine has a couple of kids, two kids in private school, and one of his kids was messing around school and got in trouble twice.
Right.
Gone.
Oh.
No refund. Hasta luego.
No refund?
Get out. They don't tolerate that crap in private school.
And how much is lost when you say no refund? That
means he probably paid for half a year, and he started in September, so maybe $14,000.
Oh my gosh!
And they don't, and there's no recourse. I mean, I guess you can go try and sue them, but they have a very strict contract that you sign with the school.
Right. When you register, you probably sign away all those rights to do that.
Yeah. There's 20 kids in each class, and if you F around,
it's over.
I think it's three strikes and you're out.
Wow.
And it keeps a lot of kids behaving. And a lot of the troubled kids are in LAUSD enjoying themselves.
With broke parents.
Yeah, busted parents, man. All right, folks, the top 20 things that make women happy. So far, we have knocked off children, a good husband, a nice home, money, a nice new car, sex, jewelry, flowers, shopping, and vacations. Those are all on it, but we're looking for the number one thing. 1,000 men were surveyed who've been married 10-plus years. What is the number one answer? And I think it's going to be shocking.
You think you're going to shock this audience, Tim?
I think it's going to be shocking. And a lot of people won't believe it. Shock is involved.
Well, you really know how to tease an audience. I mean,
you got to stick around for this one, man.
You must be something else in the sack, man, the way you tease.
Thank you very much. I get that. I get that a lot from dudes. All right, 520-9710 and 888.
I was just
520-9710.
It was just an observation. I know, but anyone with this teasing ability.
I know, but you know, don't when you say I must be great in bed, don't rub yourself while you do it.
Oh, I'm sorry if that made drunk. Yeah, you're right. You know what?
So weird.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Like adjusting yourself.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Like, oh man, you must be great.
You know what? That was uncalled for. I'm sorry.
Really weird.
Sorry, dude.
All right, don't touch me. I mean, just stay over there. All right, so Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. What's wrong with you, dude? You're on cold medicine.
Michael Bisping.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. A survey on the internet that I discovered surveyed 1,000 men who've been married 10-plus years, and the question was simple: what makes your wife happy?
Well, that is a simple question. You would think that that would be an easy question for a dude to answer, especially if he's been married 10 years or more, 10-plus years.
Sam and Alhambra, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I would say it's the ability to get along with the in-laws.
You know what? I'm going to give you that one. It's good relationship with parents and in-laws. You got that one. By number four.
That's good.
That is excellent. Good thinking. Number four, good relationship with parents, and I guess that includes in-laws.
That sounds like a guy who's been married 10-plus years. He knows the ropes.
Yes, he does. All right, let's see. Mary in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Friends.
Number 10.
Whoa.
I knew I was getting closer.
Yes, congratulations. Thanks for the phone call. I thought that would be higher as well.
She likes friends, does she?
Yes. Now we're moving. Daniel in Orange, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. What makes chicks happy?
Plastic surgery.
Ooh, that's a good...
That's a really good answer.
That is a good answer. Are you married, dude?
Yeah, I've been married for 3 years.
Oh. It's not there, buddy. We appreciate it. All right. Let's talk to Alvin and Gardena. You got one?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
I would say a brand new car.
All right. We've gone through that. George and Commerce, you're on 97.1.
I would say the foot massage.
We're going to give that to you.
Is foot massage on there?
It's a day at the spa.
Yeah, well, you could get it. You could book all sorts of things like a foot massage.
Yeah, number 18. Congratulations, dude.
He's afraid to talk.
Hey, we did good job, right? Or did we do that or not?
We didn't do that yet.
Elizabeth on the 405. You're on the air.
I'm going for career.
You want a career in radio?
You're calling for a career?
Yeah, I think career.
Number 9.
Number nine.
Yes, congratulations. A good job, number nine.
So how many? There can only be five answers remaining.
One, two, three, four, five, exactly.
All right.
Five remaining. Mm. And
I think Joe of Rialto's got one of them that has not been said on line eight.
Joe, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how about doing housework for her?
A housekeeper is number 19.
Yeah, see that?
Congratulations. It's a maid slash housekeeper.
Right.
All right, so we only have one, two, three, four left. Four left.
Four to go.
One, two, three, four, five. No, I'm sorry, there's a top one.
Oh, okay.
Top one.
All right.
Dennis and Ventura, you're on 97.1. What makes women happy?
How about a good night's sleep?
Not there. Brandy on the 210.
Hello?
Yes.
Renewing their vows.
No. William and Lake Elsinore.
Definitely a chick's answer.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, not getting divorced?
No. Dope.
Staying together?
Caesar in Baldwin Park.
Cooking for her.
All right, I'm going to give you that. Number 15, nice dinner. Congratulations. All right.
Now, a nice dinner could, of course, mean that you cook for her, or a nice dinner could mean, excuse me,
sure,
that
you go out for a dinner. Yeah.
You take her out for a nice dinner, yeah, right?
Could be either or.
Good answer. Jerry, I'm phlegmy and I'm sick.
Yeah.
He's looking at me like I have nine heads.
Why are you looking at him like that?
You know that I don't feel well. I had to clear my throat on the air. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I just feel bad for my homie.
Oh, Jesus, what an idiot.
Hi, Dean, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What makes chicks happy?
Yeah, mate, I'm changing my answer from handbag to a pet, like a dog or a cat.
Everyone.
That's exactly right, dude. Number 11.
A pet.
Number 11, yeah. Congratulations.
You mean like something that walks on four legs or something you find in the middle of a peach?
Yeah, like a
pet
dingo.
Or a pet.
Cheers, mate. See ya.
All right, dude. Bryce in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey, how about a happy anniversary present?
Not there, dude. We only have one, two, three left. All right? Three left.
Mm. Including the number one answer.
Including the number one answer. Eric in Las Vegas, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you know what? I think it's someone that could cook for him, or breakfast in bed or something like that.
Not there.
Ooh, that's a good answer, though. Breakfast in bed, I thought, would definitely
Blaine in Orange County.
Let's go with a sense of humor.
No. Josephine in Culver City.
Their own career.
We got that one. We got a good job here at number nine. Johnny in Anaheim.
Her pocket rocket.
Jessica in Las Vegas.
That's not on the list. No.
Jessica.
What about time for themselves?
Yeah, free time. That's a good. I think that's a good guess.
It's not there.
No.
Randy in Corona.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. I'm thinking plastic surgery. You know, the knocker adjustment and the Botox and all that.
Nope. Not there, dude. Sorry, man. All right, Gail on the 405.
Hello. I don't know if anyone said this yet, but my guess is buying her flowers.
Yeah, I think we had that, number 14.
We did have that, yeah.
All right. All right,
I got
gang.
Five others.
You got what?
I got a bunch of others.
Oh, what else you got? Let's hear some more.
Watching the kids for a day while she goes out with her friends.
Nope.
Okay.
What else?
Why I said cooking for her, cleaning the kitchen.
No.
Nope. Everything you're saying has been said, ma'am.
You must be single.
No, I've been married for going on 26 years.
Wow, is that right?
All right, so tell us. I mean, tell us. You should be ideal to answer this. What makes you happy? If we asked your husband, as this survey taker asked your husband, what makes you happy, what would you say?
To be pampered. Okay. I'm happy when he goes out of town for days at a time and I have free time by myself.
Right. Free time is a good one, but it's not there. What about when he takes you out at night? Let's say he takes you to a dinner. And what do you guys maybe go after dinner?
Where do we go? Well, we don't go out very often because he works out of town so much. But
okay. All right.
Fancy candlelight dinners, quiet dancing.
Okay, but let's say...
Home and-
Jesus Christ,
baby. Sweetheart, let's say you go out with this guy and you have dinner.
Okay.
And then you don't go right home. You go somewhere else. There's a hint.
Go to the movies.
There you go, sweetheart. Congratulations. That's number 13. Only two left. Two left.
They like the movies.
Yes.
And they like it to be like a Matt Damon movie or something.
That is exactly right.
Or like a Matthew McConaughey movie. Or
yeah, they like the movies.
Yeah, but not just any movie. They don't want to go see Die Hard.
The movies. David in North Hollywood, you're on the air.
Getting their nail hair done and their nails?
That is there under day spa, I believe.
Yeah, we had that spa treatment.
I believe, did we have
Yes, because somebody said foot massage.
Oh, yeah, number 18. All right, congratulations, dude. You're on the list, but not so high.
Two answers remain.
George of Redondo Beach, you're on the air.
Jimmy, Brian.
Hey,
hi, George.
Got?
Hey, buddies. Hey, the most important thing in the bed, they're pets.
No, we had that.
That was on there. Yeah, we did get pets.
Michael on the 91.
Hello?
Hey, what do you got?
I have They Love the Ultimate Anniversary.
Okay. All right. There's two left.
Mm.
I see that this guy on line 7 has the number one answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is that number one?
That's number one. All right, now we can either give it to you now.
No, I think we should work on the one remaining answer.
You think so?
And let's just set up real quick.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Hey, Bo?
Yeah?
You got to stay on the line because you have the number one answer. You're the winner, okay? But don't say what it is yet. That dude got it.
Guy's awesome.
That guy must be married. Hey, without telling us what the answer is, how long have you been married?
I've only been married 3 months.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He got it early.
So 1,000 guys were surveyed, and they were
all married 10-plus years.
All married 10 years or more, and they were asked a simple question.
Right.
What makes your wife happy?
Right.
And the top 20 answers were compiled, and we have unearthed 18 of them with your help. Everything from jewelry to diamonds to...
I'm going to give you 17.
All right, you're going to give
us... I don't see anybody on the board here has it.
All right.
It's curling up with a good book. That makes women happy.
How old are these women we're talking about?
Well, I think they're all been married 10-plus years, so maybe...
Angela Lansbury?
Yeah, I think, women like to sit there and read on the couch. Maybe the sun comes through the window on them. And,
yeah, they do like that, I guess. Yeah.
All right, here they are. Children, good friends, husband, good relationship with parents, nice home, money, nice car, sex, good job, day at the spa, pets, jewelry, a good movie, flowers, nice dinner, beautiful wedding... Oh, I'm sorry, shopping, curling up with a nice book, Beautiful Wedding was number 21, just missed, walking on the beach, a maid, a spa, and a vacation.
And in fairness, we did have a guy guess Beautiful Wedding.
Yes.
And we did tell him he did not make the list.
Yeah, but he was number 21.
Did not make the list, and we're looking for the top 20.
Yes, but I think it's taking her to a beautiful wedding. I don't think it's having a beautiful wedding for her. She's already been married.
Right.
All right. When we come back, Bo is going to lay the number one answer on you, and you guys are going to find this shocking.
Guys, you got to listen to this to find out what, above all else, above every other thing, makes your wife happy.
And this guy, after 3 months, has nailed it. After 3 months of being married, has nailed it. The number one thing that makes that wife happy, Bo got it. And we're going to give it to you when we come back.
Guy's a genius.
He's the best. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM, about 47 minutes after the hour.
Oh, 13 miles after the hour.
And we have a list in front of us, and this caller base and listener base of ours has nailed 19 of 20.
Yeah, I tell you, very impressive. Very, very impressive showing on the part of the audience.
They took 1,000 men, probably over the course of a year or so, married 10-plus years, asked them one simple question, what makes your wife happy? And they came up with this list, and we're looking now for the number one answer.
Yeah, they took the top 20 responses from the 1,000 men married 10-plus years. The question again, what makes your wife happy? And the number one answer is...
Bo and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Please state it very clearly and without saying anything else.
Nothing.
The number one answer, nothing. The number one thing that makes women after 10 years of marriage happy, nothing.
Nothing. Now, Bo, how did you know that? You've only been married 3 months. How did you get that, dude?
You know, my
father-in-law basically told me that no matter what, you know, nothing's going to make him happy. So whatever you can to try to make him happy.
Wait, who told you that? Your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Wow. What a commentary on the little one, huh? I mean, he's saying that about his daughter.
Yeah, well, and about his own wife, really, probably primarily.
Yeah, but I mean, did he pull you aside and tell you that?
Yeah.
How long ago did he tell you that?
When I asked for her hand in marriage.
And he said to you, you know, good luck. I hope you guys are very happy. You know, I hope you guys get along. I hope you have nice kids and a healthy relationship, healthy kids.
That's right.
But nothing's ever going to make her happy. All right, dude. All right, man. That's a great call. Hold on one second, all right?
May I ask very quickly, Bo, how did you respond when he said that? When he said nothing is going to make her happy, did you, like, nervously laugh or say...
Yeah, it was nervous laughter.
Did you think to yourself he could still get out?
Nah, dude, I love my wife.
And what makes your wife happy after 3 months?
Nothing.
There you go, son.
There it is.
She must be around.
Her dad's a wise man, isn't he?
Yes,
that
he
is so classy. All right, hold on one second, buddy. All right, there he goes, man. Some of the other ones on the list, I'll read them all for you here.
Sure.
All right, what makes a woman happy? Children. Good friends. I understand children. Women really like the kids.
Sure.
Good friends, good husband, good relationship with parents, and you know, parent-in-laws or mother-in-law, father-in-law.
Right, all of that. Right, yeah.
Nice home, money, nice car, vacationing, sex, good job, day at the spa, friends, pets, jewelry, a good movie, flowers, nice dinner, beautiful wedding, shopping, curling up with a good book, watching TV, a day at the spa, dinner parties, walking on the beach, vacation, and a housekeeper.
You know what's amazing, Tim? As you read that list, a thought just occurred to me.
Yes, sir.
There are millions of women, if not millions, certainly hundreds of thousands of women in Southern California who have all of that, but they don't have the good job because they don't need it.
Right.
And they're still unhappy.
Well, yeah, but I think that, yeah, I mean, that's true.
And that's a real problem. I mean, as you
listen,
rattled,
there are plenty of guys in this town with this list that aren't happy, too.
Right. But, I mean, if you took from the list, I mean, if you gave me everything on that list and took out a good job because I didn't need it, because somebody was paying my bills and taking care of me.
Right.
I think I'd be happy.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Maybe in your case you would. But I think most guys have to get out and work.
Well, you want to do something. I mean, be productive, yes, but yeah. But I mean, I think it changed.
You know, we had a call a couple of months ago from a guy who was like 42 years old and he was already retired. He made a ton of money.
Right.
In real estate. And he says it's duller than hell. He goes, every one of his friends is still working.
Right.
You know,
but
what do you do?
But he could go out and do something.
What do you do all day?
I don't know.
Retired. I'm going to be sitting, I'm going to have a heart attack, you know, between 8 and 11 p.m. on a weekday, sitting right here. And that's what happens. A friend of mine, Jeff, who lives out in the valley, he said his poor dad, he used to work at a clothing manufacturing company. He ran the shop back in New York.
Right.
Probably had a couple hundred people working for him. And he always told Jeff, he goes, you know, I'm going to have a heart attack at work. I'm going to die, you know, slumped over one of these sewing machines.
Oh, no. And is that what happened?
That's what happened. And guys do that. You know, they work until they die.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
The night that you sense that you're going to have the heart attack on the air,
right,
can you let me know so I can get some TV down here, so I can get KCAL down here in Channel 2 so we can get some publicity?
Yeah, they'll be here shortly after I'm
gone. I want them to see you go down. That's the money shot. That's the money shot. As you're doing the show, you freeze up, down.
I think the story will be that it happened on the air. If it happens off the air, no one's going to cover it.
Oh, they'll play the tape. That's true.
But if it happens on the air, that's going to be the money shot right there.
They'll show the meters moving, the red meters moving, and then they'll go to nothingness as you expire.
Right. And then they'll ask you what happened.
And I'll cry for them.
Yeah, you'll be all teared up, and you might have a heart attack while they're here.
Yeah, it depends on how much pizza I've had that day.
But, yeah. All right, the number one answer, everybody, if you missed it, after 10 years of marriage, they asked 1,000 guys what makes your wife happy. The number one answer, nothing. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.